90 days to receive rebates.
So I've fixed the latest promise.
Yes.
Singing a song of praise for you on this good day.
At 7 after the hour. Wearing a robe to a shirt and a jacket.
All right, so
you have to tell the story.
You're fully dressed.
Here is Uri Geller, who is one of my best friends in life. We visit with him every Tuesday for a while. Most everybody around the world knows who Uri is. I always identify him and associate him with the spoon bender, but the last 4 or 5 years he spent devoted to a television program which is aired in many important countries all around the world, looking for basically the next person that can do with his mind whatever he can do. So anyway, he's on and he's talking, and I was teasing him because he bought a farm next to his place in England, and he was in a tractor, so we did, this is like, you know what this is tit for tat. I put a picture, I had Ken Kessler, who's in charge of our website, put up a slideshow of Uri in the John Deere tractor on the farm. And I teased him a little because he doesn't exactly look like he's at home in the John Deere tractor. He's got a little one that he uses on his you know, the land around his home.
He's driving a John Deere. What's wrong with the farm all? Come on.
Well, the farm all, okay. So here's this is the return. So then after he gets off the air, because we're doing a stream now. I think we pretty much figured out how to do the stream so that I'm there and Richie's there. So
yeah, if you go to DougStephan.com, you can watch us on video.
The stream. Right. Okay. So I had earlier on today one of my bathrobes, which I have for a long time worn when I'm doing the program. But I said, when we do this, when we stream it live, so it's on television, I will wear regular clothes, and you'll never see the same outfit twice. So we have had over the last month or so some technical trouble with the Ustream, and now we're okay. We've used 3 or 4 different ways of getting the signal up there, but I think now we've got it pretty much taken care of. So Uri logs on to DougStephan.com and sees me in the bathrobe that I'm in, and so he takes a picture of it and puts it up on his website and then sends it to us. So Richie starts laughing, and Uri's note is, "I'm no Hugh Hefner. Get some clothes on."
Doug, for goodness sake, you are no Hugh Hefner.
Right.
His robes are nicer. Please put on a shirt. Love,
right.
Uri.
Okay. So then in the news break at the top of the hour, Georgette, Edgar's wife, brings me in this. Remember last Christmas you asked me what I wanted for Christmas, Jennifer, and I said there are two things. The Farmall, there's a Farmall truck kind of a thing, and there also are the Farmall garments, the jackets and the hats and stuff. So Edgar, it's taken him this long, by the way, since last Christmas. That's how popular these things are. From last Christmas to now, to get this. Look at this.
Oh, it's a tractor. Yeah.
Eat your heart out. No, it's a Farmall.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I think if I turn around,
Doug's got a windbreaker on. It's like a thin.
Can you see the Farmall logo on the back?
I love the Farmall. Oh, I need this. This is cool.
Very cool.
That's awesome.
Doug's wearing a jacket with tractors on it.
All right, so send that to
Uri. Don't know, there's a couple kinds of tractors. There's the green one, which is John Deere.
Ugly.
But
blue
then you have
ones, the Ford's, the New Holland tractor is blue. That's ugly, too.
We want the red Farmall. Doug and I have bonded over
Massey
this.
Ferguson and the old Internationals. I have Edgar and I were talking about how many vehicles I have on the farm the other day, and neither of us really could come up with whatever the number is. But mostly you'll see red tractors, Masseys and Internationals. And so there's that. I've had that loyalty. Okay.
Welcome to Farm Talk, everybody.
Well, we actually have with us the two Boomer Broads who neither of them have yet to come to the farm to see the farm store and to have some fun on the farm.
And they're local.
They are. They're right around the corner. Mary Beth and Janet are here, the Boomer Broads. What are you chuckling about?
Who the hell is Mary Beth?
Did I say Mary Beth?
Yes, you did. That's why we're chuckling.
Oh, okay. Mary Beth is...
I'll be Mary Beth.
Somebody else that I have a problem with, who knows who it is. But anyway. All right. So let's talk about before we focus on Oprah, the never-ending saga, in fact, the increasingly difficult saga of Arnold Schwarzenegger, and what women are thinking of all ages, and I'll start with Jennifer because she's the youngest. When I just, if I say Arnold Schwarzenegger, what do you think?
Ick.
What's your reaction?
Ick.
Okay.
I mean, now, I think it doesn't affect his acting for me or politically, whatever. It's just icky in his personal life.
Icky.
Did you see the cover of Time? Did everybody see the cover of Time this week?
No.
Mm-mm.
What makes powerful men act like pigs?
Oh.
And there's a picture of a pig with an asterisk that says, no offense about the pig. You know, sorry that we
No offense to the pig.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so what is the thesis? What does, according to this article anyway, what goes on with a man who becomes a pig?
Power. Power.
It's power and control.
Power is blinding.
Power.
It blinds you. It makes you delusional.
Yeah. Well, but isn't that the definition of politics?
Yes.
And corporate, most, yes. Not all, but many, many to most politicians, most people that run businesses.
Athletes.
Athletes,
yeah,
are all about power and control.
Yeah.
And so.
And ultimately arrogance.
Okay. And they're trying to get the rush. I think when you have someone who's in that power position, they have to keep pushing the envelope to get the rush that they're looking for.
Well, not only that, you lose a sense of reality. You are no longer grounded.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that reality, your alternate sense of reality is, I can have whatever I want and nobody will do anything about it.
And do whatever I want.
Sure.
Right.
And look at Tiger Woods. He was the perfect
example.
That kid was just grounded. As grounded as can be. His father raised him, and he was right on him. And then as soon as his father's gone, boom, it's like he lost that grounding and all whatever breaks loose.
No, his father was exactly, who are you kidding? His father was a womanizer just like he is.
You think?
Father, I know. Is exactly
how do you
set
know?
The example
how do you
for
know?
Him.
How do you
look
know? How do you
look
know?
Into the history of his father, and you'll understand what his attitude toward women was built around.
Are you the new biographer?
Rich, don't. This is a time
dad?
When I want you to. I'm saving you from you. Don't sound ridiculous. Go check out his father, and then
really?
You'll understand. Yes.
Okay.
Doug, is there any explanation in your mind why, though, this is such a male phenomenon? I mean, it ties us in when we get to start talking about Oprah. Do you think this is, I mean, is there anyone more powerful than Oprah Winfrey? And would that ever happen?
Okay, then let's go to the next step. Is with Oprah there a sexual component? We're talking about a sexual component of power in men. Men express their power through sexuality, sexual contrast, conquesting, and sexual desire. How does a woman who's powerful express herself? Same way?
No. Why, though? Why?
Why? Because sex and power are one and the same. Gratification.
Well, in other words, but to just
why doesn't a woman?
Yes,
sex and power.
I'm not sure that they. I'm actually not sure that women don't express it through sexual.
Some do.
Yeah, I think
certainly
they do.
There are stories of corporate boardrooms and women bosses who, you know, absolutely
and
abuse
two of
their
the,
power.
And two of the paramount examples of that are the two female senators from California who both have legacies of really lusty sexual conquests in their past.
Really?
Very.
Ooh, Feinstein and
Barbara Boxer. There are the stories
what?
About Boxer when she was a city council member in San Francisco are legion.
So much for breakfast this
really?
Morning.
Really?
Really? Was it Tiger Woods' father?
Apparently, Feinstein, there are things about Feinstein that she's kept quiet over the years about her escapades when she was younger, working
really?
Her way up the ladder. Just, you know, if he knows around, you can find him.
He makes this stuff up.
I'm not making up anything.
Yes, but are you thinking, Doug, that they're sleeping, I hate to put it this way, but are they the women sleeping up? Was
yes.
she trying to, but these men are sleeping down.
Well,
in other words, they're sleeping with household staff. Look at Tiger Woods, waitresses.
And whores. Excuse me.
And then and prostitutes. You don't have to excuse yourself.
My. I do declare. I'll just go.
Hello. Sorry about that. It just came out. It came out.
I'm blushing.
All right. We'll take a moment for a brief recess and then continue.
I love recess. It's my favorite.
Right. Recess.
String cheese?
Yeah. Let's see what's in the lunchbox. 16 past on Good Day.
That woman does have a mouth on her.
Yes, she does.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to GEICO.
Right.
Yeah, and GEICO also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 50-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
If you didn't know AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Oh, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
All right, so we're trying with the Boomer Bros to figure out why it is that men and women of power are so sexually motivated. It may be just it's another way of expressing power and
control.
Let me
chuck this one out at you.
All right, Richie.
Because they can.
Yeah.
Guys that aren't in power, do you think that they want to be? They just don't have the opportunity. Mm. And men that are in power have the opportunity. Or do we just notice the men in power because they are in the spotlight and every guy does it anyway?
Okay. What about the victims here?
Yeah, and how can you deny that it's not mostly men? I mean, you get the occasional woman who acts like a pig, but it's mostly predominantly.
Have you read about the maid?
What about the maid
that he had a baby with?
She's attracted to a power source.
She pretty much threw herself. Her friends were saying when they found out that Arnold had fathered a baby of somebody who worked for him, they all knew it was her.
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know it was her. Yeah.
Women are attracted to a power source, where men are not going to be into the power that women have as much.
Why didn't Maria?
In fact, they're intimidated by it.
Notice
well,
it.
And not only that, think about it. How much more powerful of a woman could he have gotten than Maria?
Yeah.
You can't beat me. I mean, Maria Shriver. Who else would you get?
But I don't think it's men.
You're right.
Powerful women,
Oprah.
They want less powerful.
You're right. I agree with that.
I like powerful women.
Couple. Arnold and Oprah.
Arnold and Oprah together. Yeah. How about Oprah and Maria together? They're both pals. All right, speaking of that, how about Janet and Anne Marie together? Whoa.
There you go.
21 after on Good Day.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to AquaRain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or AquaRain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 888-444-6625. That's 888-444-6625. Again, 888-444-6625.
There's no telling who that it's naming.
We've had plenty of him today.
But the loser now.
Time for us to share birthdays with you for this Tuesday, the 24th of May. How do you do? Thumbs up to Bob Dylan. This is one of my favorite songs from him, The Times They Are A-Changin'. This is real typical, really the quintessential Bob Dylan. 70 years old today.
This is before they he went electric.
Yeah.
And they started throwing,
rocks
at him.
He just had a way of, a unique way of telling a story. A lot of the stuff he did was Pete Seeger stuff.
Yeah, and that's the whole reason that they
stories
that they threw back when he went electric, because he was like this big folk hero, you know. Kept it real, man. And then he pulled out this electric guitar, and they're like, traitor.
Kept it real. Yeah. Kept it real, man.
Kept it real, man.
All right, next up to be celebrating today is Derek Quinn, guitarist with Freddie and the Dreamers.
Here we go.
Yeah, this is good music. Mersey Beat. Jennifer loves it when I talk about the Mersey Beat because
no bubblegum.
I love Fred and Ethel.
Fred. I see here. Derek Quinn, born this date, 1942. So that means he's 69 today. 1 year younger is Gary Berghoff, who was Radar on MASH.
My got
an Emmy Award for his portrayal of a wonderfully lovable character. Radar, one of the great television characters I think ever created. Next up in the birthday circle is Patti LaBelle. Patricia Louise Holt is her real name. How many of their songs? I like Lady Marmalade, frankly. Got a new attitude. She's 67 today, born this day, 1944. Also celebrating is, why am I not celebrating with the proper pronunciation? Priscilla Bulow was her single maiden name before she met Elvis Presley when she was 15 years old. Got married when she was, 17 or 18?
How old was she when she got married to Elvis? Yes. She started dating him when she was 14.
14. Her father was a colonel or something in the army stationed in Germany where Elvis was.
That's where they met.
Yep. Jenna Wade is the name of the character that Priscilla Presley played on Dallas. She also perhaps best known for the love interest in the...
The Naked Gun.
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
But she's actually been quite a brilliant manager of the assets of her late husband. Has managed them much better than the daughter did. She took it over when the daughter started losing lots of money. Mother said, look, let me take care of this. And so she's brilliantly expanded the Presley reach.
Well, I mean, they sold it to the same guy who owns American Idol.
They sold some of the stuff to... they sold it to...
American Nine Entertainment or whatever.
Yeah, no, yeah. It was not... but some of it also went to the radio guy. He's a crook.
Oof, him.
Yeah, him. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. There's another one. One of the most beautiful, sexiest singers ever come out of Nashville, Roseanne Cash.
Really?
Oh, I think she's wonderfully sexy. Oh, my God, yes. Wonderfully sexy. That song is such a great tribute to another story, Richie. And the way it was done. She's 56 today. 7 year ache. Who among us doesn't like this? So don't you love this, Jennifer? You love this guy.
Never heard this song before.
You never heard it?
No.
Oh, Richie, this is not possible. Fast forward it a little bit.
I can't.
Oh, you can't? Why?
Nah, okay. Not where I'm playing.
And this one?
Push button, play song, Mongo.
All right. Next up, Larry Blackmon, singer with a group Cameo.
Oh, yeah.
Now I know this.
55 today.
Word up.
Word up. All right, let's see here. Rich Robinson, guitarist of the Black Crowes.
Oh, no. You have to do the walk of life there, bro.
I'm sorry, I didn't do the guitar. Guy Fletcher's birthday is keyboardist with Dire Straits, 51 today. And then there's Rich Robinson from the Black Crowes, 42 today.
Driver's Ed isn't just for beginners.
It's the nation's first and largest driver safety course designed especially for drivers age 50 and up.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Older drivers are safe drivers, but can learn new ways to deal with age-related changes.
One of the things that we know from statistics is that older drivers are more likely to get into accidents while turning left.
AARP financial educator John Dolphine says AARP's driver safety course can help. In English and Spanish, online and in person, this short class covers many topics.
Now with airbags, you really should be holding the steering wheel differently in case you're in an accident and that airbag deploys because it will be much less likely to injure you.
Learn about AARP's driver safety course on our website. You may get a discount on your insurance if you participate. That's Primetime Focus brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salonpas Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salonpas has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salonpas by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salonpas button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salonpas. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salonpas.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Simple.
Welcome back to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, or also it's known as the seventh grade playground, where you can hear Rich McFadden tell me how stupid I am because I want to ask a particular question on Facebook. Rich is happy to tell me that my ideas are stupid.
This is the dumbest
infantile.
You are the boss, sir, and that question is up on Facebook right now.
No, it shouldn't be there because it's stupid.
It is. It's really dumb.
It's
it
there.
Is a dumb question.
It is.
There's no way
there and see what kind of response
anybody
get.
Who has any brains is going to respond to that question.
You ready?
Nobody who has any brains whatsoever will respond to that question.
Go ahead. Let's hear it.
Jen thinks it's China. Roberta
blames
the raptor.
There. What's the question?
I'm getting there. Hold on. Jen thinks it's China. Roberta blames the rapture. And Rich thinks it's Arnold's fault. What do you think is causing all of the bad weather this year?
Yeah.
Do you like it? Come on. That's fun. No?
Dumb question.
Somebody respond to make me feel better.
Okay, Facebook, DougSteffen.com, Doug Steffen Show. What is it? Facebook.com/DougSteffen
Show. Doug Steffen Good Day Show, yes.
All right, so we have the situation in Joplin. I find it interesting as I give some credit to some of my brethren in the radio because the radio has shown, I think this year, more than in recent years, how it can get back to its roots. As I was a kid coming up through radio, it was all about service. That's why this program, some people listen to it, and it's a lot different than what is around for the most part in conversation radio. I'm a great believer in service elements. That's why you have all these better living things. How do we make your life better? How do we help you through the day? And, yeah, there's conversation about it. But I'm looking, you know, if I look back over my experience in the last, let's say, 20 years, since 1996, when the Congress passed the Telecommunications Act, which opened up the landscape for one company to own as many radio stations as it wants, and one company bought 1,200 at one point in time. I think they owned 1,200, and now they're down to 800, and there's another company that's merging with another company. They'll have 500 or 600 stations, and you know, it all becomes like plaster on the wall.
It's all back where it was 15 years ago.
But there are more and more smaller operators who were either in the game before and got a big payday and got out, that are getting back in again, who understand that even in like circumstances that I present, I offer a program broadcast from 4 in the morning until 10 in the morning for stations to use as a service, a personality show, what's going on in the world, let's have some fun. And you can build your own news, talk, weather, sports, all the stuff that you need to cover your local area and do it well with a major program with major personalities and your own local stuff. You can do it all together. And there was a station in Joplin, actually, that was doing that. And I'm looking at some of the other stations there and how they have dealt with this really unbelievable force of nature over the last 48 hours or so. And you see that the stations that stayed on the air, music didn't make any difference what the format was. They all stopped doing what they were doing. And the people who had intelligent hosts, and see, this is the bellwether. If you have a host with a brain, and we've driven most of the people who have a brain out because all you have to do now for $10 or $12, $14 an hour is read these liner cards, have a voice that's reasonably pleasant to listen to, and that's it. The radio has become a jukebox. There's no public service in that. But the stations that were in, it doesn't, I guess I remember a lot of the coverage from the Southern California earthquake and, you know, the wildfires in California. And that always brought out the best in the broadcasters. I think Los Angeles, frankly, has some of the best radio people, the best radio stations in our country, and they're down to the basics. And to a lesser extent, I guess Washington does too, Richie, to a point. It's sort of all focused on what's going on in the government and in Capitol Hill.
But we don't have near as much.
Yeah. No. So anyway, the point I'm trying to make is that the whereabouts of the tornado, the listeners who were wondering, where are their relatives? What happened to my family? Where's my boss? Is he going to be there tomorrow? Am I going to be able to go to work? All those things were taken into account. The listeners on the radio stations and the television, actually there's no TV station that's licensed to Joplin, so it was up to the radio stations. They had people calling for blood donations, all of the basic needs in this circumstance of danger and of fear were handled by a couple of really good radio stations that are locally owned and operated in this community. I just thought it was a wonderful testament to how well radio can do if radio wants to do it, and especially where there's nothing else there. A newspaper, I guess, either isn't in existence. Or everybody's gone online. So the local newspaper is the local radio station or television station, in this case, no TV. So they have to depend on the radio station, and it did a great job. So I think that's – I just kind of wanted to take my hat off to some of these people.
Here, here.
And in that light, thinking about what we were talking about earlier, what causes all of this stuff, the meteorological scientific studies of what is around – which could be so interesting, is superseded by so many of these airheads that they have delivering the weather. There are, you know, Pat Sajak would be the first one to tell you he was a clown when he was the weather guy. And Willard Scott, same thing. They were both literally clowns, and then they were weather people, and they still sort of were clownish fools doing the thing. And there are bimbos galore doing weather. There are some that are good. But there are some who are just there because of their bodies.
And they're very tan.
And the color of their hair. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So what help are those people in a situation like we have had to endure through the entire Midwest this early spring and mid-spring? Yeah, those people, they have no depth. It's the bimbo head weather people and the bimbo head anchors are in the same league. Same league. It's the same stuff. And yet the people who own these stations continue to try to find the dumbest people to bring us information that is not functional. It's media garbage. How do you like that? Is that a good handle? Mm-hmm. Media garbage. And so, it's a public utility. You are supposedly, you and I are the owners of the airwaves. We lease them out to the people that own the radio station. See, the radio station, you can own a station, you can be granted a license to operate on a particular signal. You don't own the signal. You own the station, which puts the signal whatever it is that's going out on the signal, puts the programming on the signal. The signal is leased, in a sense.
The frequency.
Like 102.5 right. or 850 on the AM dial, whatever it is. Those things don't belong to the radio stations. They belong to the government. The government leases them out, in a manner of speaking. You have a license fee. I think the fee for the station that I have in Ohio is like, I don't know, $1,500 a year, something like that. So, but I just think that the radio is somehow or other getting a bum rap. It's not anywhere near as bad as some on television or some of the new media people would have you believe. Meanwhile, how many people prayed for, honest and truly, how many people prayed for some of these victims? How many people gave a moment to think about the families? Or do you give the, if you do give a moment, is it while you're watching the video or while you see the pictures? Is that how it rings home? Is that the bell that rings with you? You got to see a picture to imagine. See, I didn't, because I remembered when I first heard the story that there were these horrible conditions in this town. I was thinking of when I was a kid. I was, I don't know, 6 years old or something like that, when a tornado ripped through Worcester, Massachusetts. I mean, ripped through Worcester, Auburn, that whole area. And there, no, we don't have tornadoes here. Amount to it. I can't remember a tornado since then. It's come.
We get a couple here in the D.C. area.
Have you really?
Yeah.
When?
You know, like 3 or 4 years ago, we had a really bad season where we had one do a lot of damage. I mean, nothing like what they have in Joplin, but where there was a few people killed and a bunch of houses knocked down. But, you know, that's once every 20 years we have something like that here in this area.
Yeah.
But we get tornado alerts and warnings all the time.
Yeah.
And one small one will pop up here and there.
See, I can't remember the last time. Now, on days like today, it's extraordinarily humid here. I can feel it.
Yeah, we get thunderstorms in the spring here, in the late spring.
Yeah.
We get big-time boomers every
We'll have some big
day.
Buckets here late this afternoon. I can tell you, predicted, I don't have to be a weather guy. I don't have to look at the weather. I can tell you that the humidity in the air today, the temperature is going to be in the low 80s. It will thunder, and 5, 6 o'clock will be the deadline.
So
it'll blow in.
Shit.
Yeah, blow in. And make lots
of
racket.
Friend of mine jokes that our summer forecast is hazy, hot, and humid, 30% chance of afternoon thunderstorms.
Yeah, that's from you all the way across the central Midwest through Ohio and Indiana and down into the Mid-South. That's the way it is. And through, I think you have to get to Nebraska, sort of the influence of the mountains when things really kind of cool down or there's not so much humidity.
By the way, Russ Snyder says fumes from the manure on Doug's farm is causing all of the bad weather.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh, okay.
Marcia says the carbon footprint of Palin's new Scottsdale compound.
Yeah.
And Cindy says, LOL, just nature doing what she wants, God's law.
LOL.
Just nature doing
LOL is
laugh out loud.
Laughing out loud.
And thank you, by the way, for responding to my question.
Yes. Check it out.
Dumb question.
Yeah, Doug's dumb question. Maybe we should have that as a feature. Doug's dumb question of the day.
There you go.
All right. Here's a question not so dumb. How are you taking care of your face? Are you doing it justice, taking care of those? Your face. Lumitone takes care of the dark circles, the puffiness. You need to pay attention to this. Lumitone is the way to fix those puffiness, the puffy eyes, the puffiness you see in the mirror, dark circles under your eyes. Call 800-894-3302 for a free jar of Lumitone. It's the anti-aging eye cream. They'll put you on the program, which is, okay, you start, we give you a free one, charge you shipping and handling, and then if you like it, you can get some shipped to you every month. It's about a one-month supply. In this jar. Reduces the look of dark circles right away. It's pretty amazing stuff. The way it's made, the way you put it on, and most importantly, the way it affects how you look. And you always feel better when you feel you look better. That's true, isn't it? Not greasy, not oily, not like those other creams. You got dark circles and heavy bags. I want you to try a free jar of Lumitone by calling 800-894-3302. You heard me right. A free jar of Lumitone, the way to take care of the puffiness under your eyes. You'll love how you look. 800-894-3302.
Now at ExxonMobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana, New Jersey, and some Florida stores do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 50-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar.
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch
unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Andro.com. All right, so the good news today, the two teenagers accused of bullying that 15-year-old classmate who committed suicide last year.
Up in Boston, yeah.
Yeah. Got a probationary year, and people were very upset about that. A couple of other students were expected to get the same sort of treatment. There are a lot of people who don't think that this is enough for these children. One of the things that they're asking or requiring or request, requiring the students, they have to work for an unlimited time in a community service program that helps at-risk youth.
I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
actually.
That's okay.
Yeah, and I mean, that speaks to what I was talking about before with those who, you know, we were talking about, if you weren't listening to the conversation, the state of California now having to set loose 46,000 inmates because they're overcrowded. The Supreme Court says you got to get 10% of the population out. Imagine that many people, first of all, being in prisons. And secondly,
they have half a million people in prison.
They have about 400,000 people in prison. And
wow.
Isn't that awful?
Isn't that great?
But most of them, the majority of them, over 50% of them are illegal immigrants. And so they let them all out.
Over 50% of the 46,000.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, my God, you know, what are you dealing with here? And
is there, like, anybody left in Mexico? Maybe, like, three people living there?
I say we just switch countries.
That's another foolish question to ask at Facebook. It's 50 minutes past the hour on Good Day.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right. Save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana, New Jersey, and some Florida stores do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI-listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
As the death toll climbs, the rescue and recovery efforts continue along a path of pain. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The death toll rising in Joplin, Missouri after that mile-wide tornado tore through the small city Sunday. At least 116 fatalities have been confirmed. The search for survivors being complicated by bad weather. Strong storms roared across Joplin yesterday afternoon and again last night as residents tried to pick up the shattered pieces of their lives. There are concerns even more severe storms will return to the Joplin area today and tomorrow. Hundreds of firefighters were on the scene assisting with the recovery efforts, and many of those firefighters lost their own homes in the tornado. Fire Chief Mitch Randall says there is one request from those who are helping with the search and rescue operation.
We do need the sightseers to stay out of town. Basically, if you don't live here and aren't trying to get to your home, you need to stay away.
As for what it was like this past Sunday to have experienced and survived the tornado, one survivor recorded the sound of the twister while he was inside a convenience store as he and other customers huddled for shelter. Just listen to this. To say this is chilling is an understatement. And four-legged tornado victims are getting help from the Humane Society of Missouri now. The St. Louis-based group sent a handful of volunteers, including a veterinarian, to help homeless or injured animals in Joplin. An emergency animal shelter at Missouri Southern State University has been set up to house homeless animals. If you'd like to donate to those efforts, you can visit hsmo.org. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance.
Which is an unlikely question for a biology test.
Then the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G, EICO.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
I had no idea tire pressure could affect my car's fuel efficiency. Thankfully, the Sears Blue Automotive crew was there to help. They checked my tire pressure for free and even filled me in on what types of new tires could help me save on gas.
Through May 31st, save on all tires. Plus, save an additional $80 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of 4 Goodyear tires. Special financing available. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
On Wall Street, a triple-digit loss for the Dow yesterday. Down 131 points, closing at 12,381. S&P and NASDAQ down as well. Oil prices fell $2.40 a barrel, finishing up at $97.70. President Obama in London today with meetings scheduled with Queen Elizabeth and British Prime Minister David Cameron after spending the day yesterday in Ireland. We'll have more about the president's stop in Ireland in just a couple of moments. Gas prices, as you've probably noticed, moving down. New figures from the Energy Department show the average price for gas in the U.S. dropped more than 11 cents a gallon over the past week. The average price for a gallon of regular now at $3.85. This New York area driver says, yes, we're heading in the right direction.
But still, you know, anything over $4 seems like it's over $4. So until it goes under $4, probably I won't notice it.
Despite that national average of $3.85, gas prices in New York and elsewhere remain over $4 a gallon. The evangelical Christian broadcaster who predicted the end of the world for this past Saturday night and was wrong is setting a new date for doomsday. 89-year-old Harold Camping has recalculated and now says the apocalyptic event will happen this October 21st, which is fine with me because I have a dental appointment on October 22nd. Finally, back to President Obama's trip to Ireland yesterday. With the First Lady at his side, it's fair to say he received a warm and raucous welcome. This is the cheering crowd in Moneygall, where some of the president's maternal ancestors are thought to have lived. Among other places in Moneygall, President Obama stopped in at an Irish pub.
Good to see you, sir. Thank you.
Right at home in that pub, hoisting a drink, joking with the patrons, and later on, a big welcome in Dublin. Tens of thousands cheering the president in what looked like a campaign rally. Speaking of which, President Obama recalled a campaign slogan from 2008, and he delivered it to the crowd in two languages.
The state of Lynn. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
It's Vader Lynn. Yes, we can, in Gaelic. You know, President Obama really fits in well over there. Only a matter of time before the birthers resurface and claim he was born in Ireland. We can only hope Donald Trump doesn't get wind of this.
I'm Donald Trump, and this is a special announcement.
Uh-oh, too late. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Oh, har, har, hardy, har, har.